Most biofuels industry representatives were surprised by the Environmental Protection Agency's decision Friday to delay finalizing 2014 volume requirements under the Renewable Fuel Standard until next year. Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen says it was not quite what they expected.
I was a bit surprised because the conventional wisdom was the EPA was just going to finalize with a slight increase in the number what they had proposed. And the fact that they have taken a step back tells me that all the work that we did, all of the calls that were made, the letters that were sent, the emails that we sent to Washington to get the president to reconsider actually had the impact that you always hoped that it would. So I am elated that we were able to get this decision or get this non-decision.
Brian Jennings with the American Coalition for Ethanol called it a pleasant surprise.
Big Oil was very close to pressuring EPA into making the kind of decision that would have turned the renewable fuel standard on its head. It would have undermined the centerpiece of the RFS, which is to ensure that fuels that reduce greenhouse gas emissions and lower the price at the pump for consumers can make it onto the market. And I have to tell you, until as recently as, you know, late last week, we were expecting very bad news.
Growth Energy CEO Tom Bias says he was somewhat surprised.
There have been chatter over the past couple months about parameters of doing something like this. Because I think what really happened was we had a huge, huge response to EPA's proposal in the comments. And everybody that represents the biofuels industry, but from farmers, from people that worked in it, from people in allied industries or input or output companies that work with the industry. And we knew we had them thinking that, well, maybe this is not the right way to go. And, you know, it became a political issue in Iowa, and I think they ultimately realized it.
And Ann Steckel with the National Biodiesel Board says they were more disappointed than surprised.
We were surprised that EPA hasn't released any number for 2014, and we're almost in 2015. It's a little irresponsible of the administration to not administer the law in the way that it was written and to release volume obligations for a year when the year is almost over is really irresponsible, and we are incredibly disappointed. The announcement simply said what we already knew, in that they had been having a hard time getting this rule out and that they weren't likely to get it out for the rest of the year.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.